This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Warning. And each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. This week, Kara Page is sharing a practice with us to build an altar or a sacred space to ground you. Kara is a leader in movements for queer and trans liberation, reproductive justice, healing justice, and racial and economic justice, and also does really important work around historical and contemporary eugenic practices and medical experimentation as the extension of state control and surveillance. She's also an artist, and you can learn a lot more about her in the show notes. The practice this week is great to do on your own, either at home or in whatever place you're staying right now. If you spend a lot of time at work or somewhere that isn't where you sleep, it could be good to do there. And it's also something that could be done collectively in a group that's deeply committed together and meets in a shared space. You'll need about 10 to 15 minutes, and Kara is going to send you looking for a couple of key objects. So listen when you're ready to do that. And here's Kara.
This is Kara Page. And today I'm offering a grounding practice. Oftentimes, with all the chaos and hubbub of living life, we are constantly surrounded by distractions and things that pull us away from feeling centered and grounded, and at times loved, supported, and filled with grace. This practice is to create a space for yourself that allows you to honor your ancestors, your safety and well-being, your resilience and power, and your desire for life, for love, for yourself, family, community, and liberation. First, I ask you to find a seat. Somewhere, wherever you are, sitting comfortably with your body feeling connected to the earth around you, the sky above you, the ground beneath you. Taking a few deep breaths in from the earth, moving that breath through your body, out and up through the crown of your head, and cycling that breath three times. Just to get you centered and feeling connected. Moving the breath through at a slow pace and really seeing it in a color or an element, air, earth, fire, or water, as you cycle that breath through three times through the body. And then on that fourth breath, giving your space, giving place to all the places in your body, giving energy and life and breath to the places that feel constricted, breathing into those places that feel constricted today and imagining them released or releasing energy, moving the breath and intention to those places, allowing them to open up and release. And then on that next breath, again, from the ground beneath you, moving the breath slowly in through the body and giving love and intention to the places that feel opened already, that feel released. Oftentimes we forget to love those places that are already open to us. So breathing into those as you cycle that breath, one or two more breaths through the body, from the ground all the way up through the body to the sky. If you've closed your eyes, gently open them and slowly look around the room. And I'm going to ask you a few questions to see if there are things in the room that you can use to create a space. You can call it an altar or a sacred space or a grounding that you can collect objects or words or images to help honor your life force, your connection, your resiliency. The first question is, who or what do you honor that keeps you connected to ancestors? Do you have any objects or pictures that you can gather to create a space next to your bed or on the wall or on the floor that helps you to honor who and what keeps you connected to ancestors? For me, I often use rocks or water. If I don't have the pictures of those, that I might feel their presence, but don't yet know their names if I don't have their pictures. And then if I do have a picture or an object that they once wore, I put that down in that space. The next question is, what objects embody safety for you? What allows you to feel safe in your heart, in your mind, in your body, allows you or gives you permission to feel that no one can harm you? What object would best represent that? Again, looking around in your environment, and maybe in this room there isn't anything there, but thinking about this, some people I've worked with, they use comic books. They think of a superhero, or they use a pen that allows them to write and stay connected to their safety when they feel that they can write their story and change the narrative. So be creative or thoughtful about what one object would be like, what you would choose, or choose more than one to embody your safety, what makes you feel strong. The next object to add to your sacred space is an object that represents resilience and power. What allows you to feel most powerful in your body, in your mind, in your heart? If you're an organizer, you might find a poster. If you're an artist, something that reminds you what makes you feel powerful in your creation. If you're a healer, your tinctures, your herbs, your bottles of medicines, whatever that might look like, one or two objects that deeply honors the resilience and power that you bring to the universe and you bring to yourself. And then the last object, I want you to find something that embodies desire. And that desire can be desire you have for yourself, to feel free, to feel loved, to feel healed. That could be desire for family or community, to feel safe, to feel embraced. Or it could be a desire or desires you have for collective liberation. Oftentimes when we think about liberation or power, sometimes we don't think, I don't feel enough about desire and what we really desire, not only what we want to resist, but what do we want to create and manifest? So find an object or objects that represent and reflect that desire for collective liberation, for family, for yourself. And once you've found these objects, gather all of these, perhaps on a piece of cloth or wherever it feels out of the way so people won't interrupt it, but someplace you can access and look at every day that helps to reground you and help you to remember the places of power, the places of resilience, the places of desire and safety that keep you grounded and connected. Thank you.
You just heard a grounding practice from Kara Page. You can download the corresponding conversation that we had along with Susan Raffo about the framework of healing justice to hear more. And I really do recommend that you look at the episode right before this for that conversation and give it a listen. There's a lot of wisdom and heart there. You can sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org. And we'd also love to see a little bit of a reflection about how it was for you to look for those objects, or even a photo of your altar if you'd like to share that with us, or the sacred space you just created. So hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. On Insta, we're at Healing Justice. Facebook, we are Healing Justice Podcast. And on Twitter, you can tweet at HJ Podcast. We'd love to see what you created. This podcast is generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. And remember, please subscribe, rate, and review in iTunes to help us continue. We're trying to get 100 reviews by the end of the year. So can you take 1 minute and help us get there? That would be awesome. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.